Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Morning Inspiration Show. I am Minister James Browning, and this show is sponsored by the Holistic Ministry. I pray that each one of you are feeling great this morning and that you are full of gratitude this day. So to all my brothers and sisters in Texas and southeast part of the United States, I send you peace and love. You guys have really been having some challenges the last couple of days, and I pray that the worst is over for you guys, that you've been able to survive and sustain yourselves and be able to come through. You know, God is in charge, and you have to really hold on to your faith, okay? But we are keeping you in prayer and seeing things working out for you there, okay? So we're grateful for you. For all of you who missed Sunday's show, you can go back and listen to the archive show. It's all archived, so your pal may have been out yesterday or, you know, whenever, but you can always go back and listen to the show. And I'm sure you guys will really appreciate today's message. It's called the daily message for the day. It's gratefulness is the word for the day. Gratefulness is the word for today. And I'm sure that all of you who have been through what you've been through are feeling really grateful this morning that you survived and you're back on your feet and all is well. And so I am grateful for you too. When you woke up this morning, did you assume that was just a normal process of how things go, that you would just wake up and it's just the process of life, just knowing that it was all good and you never even gave much of a thought to it? Well, beloved, if that was true, then everyone would have woke up this morning on a planet. Everybody would have woke up in the same manner that you woke up this morning. And you and I both know that did not happen that way. There's many people who did not wake up this morning, and they were not as blessed and fortunate as you are to have woke up this morning, especially you woke up in your right mind and you have shelter and you have comfort of home and everything is going good. You are in a state of, you should be in a state of gratitude. I don't know where you are, but you definitely should be in a state of gratitude. Because, like I said, that didn't happen for everybody on the planet. And let me just share with you what the difference was between you and the people who didn't wake up this morning. Because that was the difference. See, God showed you grace. That is the difference. That is the only difference between you and the person that didn't wake up this morning, is God's grace. You were in the grace of God, and God touched you this morning, blew breath in your body, and brought you back into your activity of consciousness. It was God's grace that touched you this morning, loved one. Every day that you are awakened by God, you should have gratitude. You should give praises for the fact that God have woken you up this morning. And you don't have to do anything complex. You just can simply say, thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. That's a necessity that we all should do. And sometimes I fall short of it myself. But I know that it's something that I should do first thing in the morning, is give thanks for God for waking me up. Okay? So, beloved ones, start, make it a habit. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing to come out of your mouth should be, thank you, God, for waking me up. Okay? Thank you, God, for waking me up. Because, beloved one, it did not have to be that way. You did not have to wake up this morning. And so it is through God's grace and love that you are here today to participate in this activity of the day. It's a grateful thing to be that. So, like I said, brothers and sisters, you should make a habit of giving grace and praise to God for your morning awakening. You see, gratitude is a universal love. Green universal law, universal law. Gratitude is a universal law, and the more we use it, the more we gain from it. The more we show gratitude, the more life will to be grateful and to show blessings. Because when you do, when you show gratitude, blessings will come and favor will come in your way. They will show up in your life. It's just it's a law. I don't know how totally how it works, but it's another one of those universal laws that just work if you utilize the principle. Okay, you need to show gratitude on all levels, beloved ones, even for the little things and for the big things. When blessings come your way, be grateful, be thankful that you are being grateful. And when you do that, beloved one, that is when God will look for opportunities to make you more grateful. God wants to share his goodness and mercy and love with you all the time. But when you show your appreciation is really when God go to work for you. Because when you give that praise, God love to you to give praise. When you give praise to God, God will give you more so you can give more praise back. Okay? Not that God really needs your blessings or things, but that's just God's way of rewarding you for your goodness and for your love towards him. Okay? Or her. So I'm telling you, beloved ones, that is something that really works. You need to do that. And I'm not telling you this because of something that I heard, something that I read, something somebody told me. I'm telling you this because I'm speaking to you from a personal matter, from a personal experience, you know, as to what this activity can bring to you. I personally keep a gratitude journal, and I can tell you honestly, 99.9% of the time, I write in it every day and give thanks for all the blessings that showed up in my life for that day. And it really is amazing because as I do that, the more that I do that, the more the universe will give me more things to be grateful for the next day. It's amazing. And you try it. If you think I'm kidding you, just try it. Start a journal every day and write in everything that you're grateful for and thankful for today, and just see if tomorrow won't bring you something extra to be grateful for. I dare you to try it and come back and tell me it didn't work. Okay? It's the law. Like I said, sometimes you don't understand the law, but we do know that the laws of God work all the time. So just give gratitude for and thankful for those things that show up in your life. You have nothing to lose by doing this, beloved one. Nothing to lose, but you have everything to gain by just trying it. I want you to give it a try for a week. I mean, a week out of your lifetime is not a lot to try something to see if it works for you. And if it works for you, you're going to be so grateful and so happy that you will continue to do it. But just give it a week. Give it a week, and you will be amazed. You will be amazed at what shows up when you start giving gratitude in that aspect every day. When you start keeping notation of it. And it's amazing how the universe works. But it does. You know, it just continuously to work. Gratitude is fail-proof. It's one of those universal laws like the law of attraction, you know. What you put out comes back. Well, gratitude is another one of those type of laws that whatever you give praise for, it will work out and it will always come back to you, beloved one. Now, the only thing that you have to do is do the work. You have to be willing to do the work. And when I said do the work, I mean that you have to, your job is to believe and accept it and have faith that it will work, okay? You see, beloved ones, there is no free lunch in the universe. And when I say there's no free lunch in the universe, it only calls for you to give effort. You, in order to gain something from the universe, you too have to play your part. You have to get, and that's not a hard part to play, is to have faith and have belief in something. That is the only thing that's required of you. There's no physical sacrifices that you have to make. Only thing you need to do is just believe it to be a fact and trust that it works. It will work in your life, you know. It will absolutely work. And you don't have to in any way have any doubts that this universal law will come in to work for you if you do your part, okay? So as you go, try it for a week and go and just see how it works. And if I were you, I would also start a gratitude journal. It doesn't only take you 5 minutes, 10 minutes out of your evening before you go to sleep. Just write down. Try just writing down at least to 8 to 10 things that you're grateful for today. Try it tonight when you get home. Just try writing down 8 to 10 things that you're grateful for. And by tomorrow, you'll have at least another one that you could add to the list. Okay? Just do it, beloved ones, and sincerely believe that you're going to be blessed by this activity and this act of allowing it to show up in your life, okay? Well, you know, 15 minutes go so fast, and it seems like we're almost back on at that time again, but I'm grateful for all of you that showed up this morning and taking your time out of your morning to do this. So make sure you tune in Wednesday morning for Minister Joe Pearson, who will be on Wednesday morning bringing you another inspirational morning. So tune in at 7:30 a.m. Mountain Time, okay? And, of course, you can listen anytime that you choose. Let's call all the shows are archived. But we're here early in the morning to try to give you a start off. I know sometimes in some part of the country, the time zones are different, so it's not even morning. But for us here, I start at 7:30 in the morning. And it all depends on where you're at as to where you are listening and what time you're listening. But anyway, it's all good. So you can do it any time of day, all right? So we're going to close with prayer this morning and knowing that God is good and gratitude, and it's coming our way. Beloved, mighty, I am present. We give thanks and we give gratitude this morning for life. We thank you, God, for breathing your breath of life into us, and that we are alive, and that we are full of activity, and that we are in our right minds, and that we are able to give praise and thanks for you, God, for all that you allow to come into our minds and bodies. We give praise and thanks for divine blessings for our physical bodies this day. As we go into this day of activity, that we are divinely protected. Our whole physical being is protected. We are in the white light of protection totally surrounding our whole body. Our temples are being protected from any dis-ease or any harm or any negativity cannot penetrate into our physical temples. We are under the aegis of the Almighty God, and that we are just give thanks for that. We thank you, God, for guiding us this morning and showing us direction of where we should go and cleansing the path of where we need to be and how we need to go there. And most of all, we are so grateful that you are in our lives, and we know that we do not have to reach outside of ourselves in order to be able to connect with you, God, that you are in us just like the wave is in the ocean. You are inside of us, and we don't have to look outside of us. All we have to do is look inward, knowing that you are there and you are here to support us at all times. We are grateful for that. We're grateful that you are keeping us safe and keeping us in our right state of homeostasis in our physical body, that we are moving and knowing that we are connected to you, God. We give so much gratitude for that and thanks, knowing that all is well. So, beloved ones, thank you so much for tuning in this morning, and I pray that you will take advantage of gratitude and try the exercise I told you, and it will work out for you, okay? So, peace and love. Have a most wonderful and positive day, knowing that all is well. And so it is.